A good deed. Once upon a time, there lived in Rome a slave called Androclus. His master, who had purchased him, was very cruel. He made Androclus work hard day and night and whipped him if he committed even a small mistake. So one day Androclus ran away from his master's mansion and hid in a forest where he found a cave for shelter. One early morning, Androclus was awakened by a frightening sound that came nearer and nearer. It was the roar of a lion groaning in pain. After some time, he saw the lion enter the cave limping and groaning. It stretched itself in a corner and started licking its swollen foot. Androclus' heart melted on seeing the lion's miserable condition. He boldly crawled up to the lion and saw the injury. He found that a big thorn had gone deep into its paw. He carefully removed the thorn and treated the wound with some medicinal herbs. After 3 days, the wound was completely healed. The grateful lion lovingly licked Androclus' hand and moved away. Androclus stayed in the cave for some days and then went to a nearby city. Unfortunately, his cruel master, who had come to the same city, saw him in the marketplace. Immediately, he got Androclus arrested and imprisoned. The Roman law of those days gave severe punishment to slaves who tried to run away from their masters. They were thrown to a hungry lion in a cage with only a small dagger to fight the beast. A large crowd, including the king and his family, would witness this cruel fight, which always ended with the beast killing and eating the slave. According to the law, Androclus entered the huge iron cage with a dagger in hand. After a short while, a hungry lion was let into the cage. It roared angrily and rushed towards Androclus. But before Androclus could lift his dagger, the lion suddenly halted and stopped its roar. Slowly and silently, it came towards Androclus and began licking his hands and feet. Androclus too recognized his friend from the forest cave and put his arms around the lion's neck. The spectators witnessing the scene felt that a great miracle had happened, so they clapped and shouted with joy. The king and the members of his family sent for Androclus to hear from him how he won over the wild beast. They heard from him all about his cruel master and his running away to the forest. "But were you not afraid to go near the wounded lion in the cave?" asked the king. "Not at all," said Androclus. "I felt that it was better to die and feed the hungry lion than be a lifelong slave of a cruel master." The king was touched by this reply. He at once announced from before the crowd, "Androclus is no more a slave. I command his cruel master to set him free. Androclus is a free man from today." Androclus had done a small service to the lion. In return, the lion not only spared his life in the cage, but got him freed for all time from the chains of slavery.